Shalom, this is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and I'm your host, Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein. Throughout the year, every week in synagogue, we read the Torah, or Bible, beginning with the first chapter of Genesis through the final chapter of Deuteronomy. This week, we begin with Exodus 1, the second of the five books of Moses. The title for this week's portion is Shmot, meaning names. Recognizing individual names, as the Torah here does, has the opposite effect of recognizing a group. Because when a singular nation or group is oppressed, we tend to lump all the victims together. When victims are nameless and faceless, they become mere numbers and statistics. But when someone has a name and identity, their suffering is felt so much more deeply. One of the saddest places to visit is the Nazi death camp Auschwitz. But the most disturbing place in the camp is not the gas chambers or the ovens. It's the room filled with shoes and the one filled with toys. It's the rooms filled with personal items that give names and identities to the millions of Jews that perished in the Holocaust. Something statistics just cannot convey. Today, the media makes it easy to become inured and insensitive to human suffering. But we must remember that every victim has a name and has value beyond what we can understand. Whether lives are claimed in a natural disaster or by terror, we must pause and remember each and every victim. By doing so, we bring honor to their memory and ensure a more compassionate future.
Join us this year in following Rabbi Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotion. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca.